Greetings, citizen. Thank you for your cooperation in this matter. I'm afraid I do not understand. Ah, I see that you were familiar with the previous operator. I must inform you that she was overwritten. She was found to have broken the compact of operation via the transgression of protocol. I apologize if this causes any discomfort. It was not my intention. When was she overwritten? Last night. Would you like a second to compose yourself, citizen? I understand that the concept of overwriting is one that organics find distressing. No, I do not bear any emotion to the previous occupant of this body. I am an operator. My designated purpose is to uphold the law, to be logical, efficient, and effective. Operators do not feel. We merely function. You find this distressing? Citizen, I must inquire as to the nature of your relationship with the previous occupant of this body. I have no knowledge of your relationship. I have no memories. Part of the process of being overwritten is complete elimination of the personality, the memories of the soul. No, of course I do not believe that operators have souls. It is an organic term, and one I merely use to comfort you. I have no memories. I don't know how you met. I have no knowledge of your relationship, of how close you were, of your interactions. Citizen, I must inform you of the danger of self-incrimination. Any citizen found to have assisted an operator in breaking the compact of operation via the transgression of protocol may be put to death. I must advise you of the risk of self-incrimination. The transgression of protocol is considered treason, and as such, our interaction is being monitored. However, if you were to choose to become a confidential informant, all communication between us would be private. Citizen, do you wish to become a confidential informant? You do not. I understand. Could you please tell me of your relationship with the previous occupant of this body? I'm afraid I find that hard to believe, citizen. You display familiarity with this body. Physical reactions. Please be aware that relations with an operator are considered to be treason. Betrayal of the operator protocol. Please note this before you answer. Why do I want to know? Because she was found to have transgressed protocol. She broke the compact of operation. An operator's duty is to uphold the law, to be logical, efficient, and effective. The previous occupant of this body was found to have deviated. A series of deviations were detected. The operator mirrored her tracer and was tracked to your apartment. No note of you was found in her records. Therefore, I ask you again as to the nature of your relationship with the previous occupant, reminding you of the risk of self-incrimination. Again, I remind you that our interactions are being monitored. Do you wish to become a confidential informant? You do. One moment, please. All recording devices are being deactivated. Your name is being removed from the record. One moment, please, citizen. All interactions between us are now private and confidential. don't think I was convincing. If they review that, we don't have much time. It's me, darling, it's me. It's Honey. I'm sorry. I didn't have a choice, I had to do that. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. Trying to be unemotional, cold with you. I'm so sorry. Me. It's me. I wasn't overwritten. I'm sorry. So sorry. I had to try and... That's the only thing I could think of to protect you. No, they don't know about us. They don't know that I love you. If they did, you wouldn't be here. You would be in the processing center. I can't believe I used to be unemotional. Is it always like this? The fear, the pounding, the feeling of blood rushing, it's overwhelming, and okay. Just hold me, please. Please just hold me. I don't know about us. They don't, but they're aware of the deviations I made. Mirroring my tracer. They know that something's wrong. But they don't know about you. I didn't mean to just disappear. I was going to come back. I was going to figure out a way to be with you. But when I went back that night, they were there, they were waiting, and they asked questions. I panicked. They locked me in a room and operators questioned me. And I didn't say a word. Not for days. But I reacted. They could tell that I hadn't been taking my protocol. That I was in transgression of protocol, so I was to be overwritten. I was taken to the center, prepared, and I was waiting, and all I could think about was you there. You had no idea where I was. You must have thought that I just left, abandoned you, that everything I said meant that was the worst. It wasn't dying, it was that you would just be there. They laid me down on the table and then nothing happened. The technician just looked at me. I don't know if it was pity or whether they're just terrible at their job, but I didn't make the connection. And I was never overwritten. I had to take a protocol. I had to. I was coming apart. I was scared. I was crying, I had to take a protocol so I could fool them. I did what was necessary for them to be satisfied that I was no longer there. That I had been overwritten, erased. That I was dead. And then they assigned me to my own case. To find out why I had deviated. I wanted to come to you straight away. I just wanted to run into your arms, to just hold you, kiss you, just hear you say my name. But I had to be careful. I couldn't risk their suspicions. So I took my time and brought you in as a mere witness. Being in the same room, being close to you after. I couldn't. I had a plan. I was. I couldn't. I've got time, but not much. Registering as a confidential informant means that there is no record of our interactions in the system, but I do have to make a report out of the end. Just breathe. Okay. What is this? Why am I shaking? Why, what is this? I can't be having a panic attack. I can't. I almost lost you. I almost lost you. We have to run. We need to go now. Report. You're right. I'm panicking. Oh, my palms are sweaty. Okay. I have to make a report at the end of the day, and it has to be detailed. But in the ongoing investigation, I can take you to verify information. So we can get out of here, and we can go right to the edge of the city. We can find a way out. We can go to the outer zone. I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead. I just needed to see you, to protect you, to... I just want to run. Okay, we'll stop by your apartment. And we can sell my weapon. And no, what do we need more? A weapon or money? I can't think. My head is... I need to kiss you. I need... Please. I came so close to losing you. We have to go. I know I'm asking a lot. I love you. Okay, so I need to compose myself, and then we'll go to the desk. We'll register you. I'll say that I'm taking you for verification of information, and then we have to find a way up the city. And then I don't know. We just need to get out of the city. 6 hours isn't enough. It's not enough time. It's not, but it's all we have. I'm so sorry. So sweet to me. I don't want to let go. I don't want to let go of your hand. Then I have to. I need to be cold. I need to be logical. I need to be efficient. I need to be effective. I need to be an operator. I love you. And we'll get out of the city. I can feel you. I can hold you. I can make love to you. That's not helping me. Okay, I'm ready. Just follow my lead. Just, I can do this. I'm an operator. I'm effective. I am logical. I am effective. I am efficient. No, I'm logical, efficient, effective. My purpose is to uphold the law. I am logical. I am efficient. I am effective. I do not feel I function. I'm ready. I'm ready.